Hey, podcasters. It is Tuesday. Tonight was supposed to be the State of the Union, but I got to do that one. So the State of the Union is next week, tonight on Blaze TV, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern time, running until, I think, 8 p.m. Eastern, is a special live, no commercials. You can find it on YouTube, Facebook, also Blaze TV. But it's a special on the media called Media Meltdown, and everybody is going to be a part of this thing. We want you to be there. It's the first kind of move into an important topic that we have to address, and that is, how does the Republic survive in the long run, but just the election of 2020 with a media that decides they're the arbiter of truth, and even if you can prove they're lying with videotape, they don't care. That's tonight, only on Blaze TV. Join us, and then join us in the fight by becoming a subscriber at blazetv.com/Beck, promo code Beck. All right, we open up the podcast with a little bit on the officers that were shot in Houston. They were going to serve a drug warrant, and things did not work out well. Also, we're going to spend most of the time with a guy named Anthony William. Now, he is the medical medium. He has a fascinating story. He is also the guy who has gotten my wife on this celery juice jihad that I can't take. So we had a fun conversation. Don't miss it. The medical medium. It begins now on the podcast.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck program.
I want to remind you, Blaze TV live tonight, Media Meltdown. We're bringing all the people in. We've got a two-hour commercial-free special. It is not on television. It is only online. You can sign up now. Tonight from 6 to 8 Eastern. You don't want to miss this. We have Eric Bowling, who's going to be hosting. I'm going to be there. Bill O'Reilly, I think, is going to be there. The whole cast of characters from the Blaze TV will be there. You don't want to miss this. Tonight, Media Meltdown, only Blaze TV. You'll be able to find it on Facebook, I think on YouTube, wherever you can find the Blaze Media, commercial-free tonight. Also, you can sign up, and please support us. Sign up at blazetv.com, it's right, /Beck, blazetv.com/Beck, and use the promo code Beck.
The best of the Glenn Beck program.
Patriot Mobile is a phone service that will give you all of the great coverage that you want. They're just not going to take the money from you and then invest that in causes that you don't believe in, like Planned Parenthood. Patriot Mobile actually is going to let you invest your money into the causes that you believe in. But most of these cell companies, they give all kinds of money to crazy causes that you work hard against.
It's true. Why do that? You can go with Patriot Mobile. They were created to solve that problem. They're the only conservative cell phone company in America. Go to patriotmobile.com/blaze. Get started today. When you use the offer code Blaze, they're going to waive the activation fee for up to two lines. patriotmobile.com/blaze or 1-800-A-PATRIOT is the place to go.
I want to take you to Nebraska for something that is real troublesome to me. We have Tyler Ray on the phone. And Tyler, your son has a hunting trailer. For somebody who doesn't, you know, live in a part of the country where there's a hunting trailer, explain what that is.
Glenn, essentially it's just a trailer that they can secure to keep their decoys, their blinds, all their hunting equipment secured while they're not using it. Okay. On typically a property that's been leased or being allowed to use on
for hunting, and it's secure. When you say that, it's got a padlock on it and you're not going in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And your son, around Thanksgiving, if I'm correct, had his gun stolen from that trailer, and it was an AR. Can you tell me what happened?
Actually, the theft occurred during April, the spring of the year.
April, okay.
It was taken by an individual by the name of Ethan Malley, removed from the trailer. And at that point, law enforcement was involved.
Okay. So did they didn't catch him, though, right away. He sold the gun, did he not?
Correct. He sold the weapon to a known gang member in our community.
Okay. Now, this is an AR. This is the one that the media is all afraid of. This is the one that everybody says, oh, we need new gun laws. This is the weapon of death, as the media would describe it. So it was stolen by a kid. He then sold it to a known gang member. When did the police get involved, and when did they find the gun?
Well, the weapon, after the sale, fortunately, a family member of the gang member, which is also an adult, took possession of the weapon, knew that it was stolen, got it out of our community into a different state to a different family member, and they then contacted law enforcement. And we're very, very fortunate that occurred.
Okay, so it wasn't used in a crime that you know of, at least. And the gang member, who is an adult, I think that's a good thing to point out here. The mom turned it in. So he was arrested. That's a felony of having a stolen gun. What happened to the guy who stole the gun? Was he prosecuted?
He was not prosecuted. They did not have enough to determine that he had knowledge that the weapon was stolen.
Okay.
So they weren't able to prosecute him.
Okay. And then the gang member who had the gun.
He's the one that did not
get charged. Okay. So the one who stole the gun and sold it to the gang member, that's a felony.
Correct.
And any idea how many years it carries?
From what I was informed by the county attorney's office, they're usually looking at, minimum of 18 months.
Okay. I lived in New York and traveled through New Jersey enough, and it was 20 years minimum there, I believe. All right. So it's a felony. He goes to court yesterday. Now, you find out along the way that he's plea bargained. Tell me the story here.
We received a letter from the county attorney's office on November 27th stating that the deputy county attorney involved, Allison Rodenbush, had dropped the charge from a felony to a misdemeanor theft.
Why?
When I asked that question directly to Lee Popkoff, the Sarpy County attorney, he stated he couldn't give me an answer to that question, and he was not aware that that plea bargain was given.
Wait, the district attorney had no idea that that was happening.
The county attorney
in
charge.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
He had no idea.
Have knowledge that the plea bargain was given.
Huh.
Which I couldn't imagine, because once you drop a I'm former law enforcement. Once you drop a felony to a misdemeanor, you get into a situation where they typically do not even give any time in jail.
Right. Well, and that's where I want to pick it up. We got to take a quick break, and I want to pick it up there on the other side of the break. Of yesterday, there was a hearing. Whenever I talk to people who are not part of a gun culture, and by a gun culture, I mean just somebody who grew up around hunters or, is comfortable around guns, the people who lived in the cities and have never been around it, they always say, we've got to have more gun laws. And we just have to make sure that we put people in a way that, take these guns and use them for bad things. We keep saying, no, you know what? You know who cares the most about this? Gun people. Gun people care about this. The members of the NRA are the most vigilant when it comes to gun laws. They want these guys prosecuted. We have Tyler Ray on the phone. He's from Omaha, Nebraska. His son's AR was stolen. He had it out in a trailer all locked up, as you're supposed to do. It was a hunting trailer. He had it all locked up. Somebody came, stole the gun. He sold it to a gang member. The guy who stole the gun, that's a felony. He was allowed to plea bargain to a misdemeanor. And Tyler, yesterday, what happened in court?
Well, during the hearing in front of Judge Cox, the defendant's attorney basically pled that this is a young man has made few mistakes in his life, and it was needs an opportunity to be given a chance. And of course, the deputy county attorney that was doing the prosecution, I will admit he did put a strong case forward to asking for maximum sentencing for the misdemeanor charge. But you know, the problem came down once you drop a felony to a misdemeanor. Typically, the court is not going to give any jail time. They're going to give you a probationary period. And in my opinion, for something of this nature, that's a slap in everybody in this country's face.
It also has to be a slap in the face of the police officers. Officers know this guy is going to, I mean, you get away with a felony and you get probation for a felony. Well, come on. You haven't learned a lesson.
Absolutely. And the officers that did the investigation, I was able to sit down and speak with the lead officer on that. He had done his job excellent. I mean, the work was excellent. There was no question that this was going to be prosecuted as a felony. No question that they had him dead to rights. And for them to, you know, to make a plea for absolutely no reason other than maybe to keep their conviction rate higher or to speed up the process of the court system is absolutely crazy. It's crazy.
So is anybody looking into, Tyler, is anybody looking into this? I mean, when the county attorney doesn't call you back when you're asking what is going on, and he doesn't call you back until the night before the trial, and then he says,
correct,
gee, I had no idea this was pleaded to a misdemeanor. Correct. That's out of control. And I can't believe that the people from Nebraska are going to take kindly to this.
I don't think so either. This is, I guess, as you say, it's a gun culture. This is the Plains State. We're born, raised hunting as young people here. We have great respect for firearms, the law. And, you know, when these situations come up, and we have opportunity to set an example, and our public officials, our prosecutors, our county attorneys, they fail to do their job. The people should, first and foremost, these people are typically elected to their position. We should remove them and make sure that it's known publicly why they're being removed, because they're not upholding the laws for protection of the people. And ultimately, that's the whole key. The laws are in place to protect the people. And they're not doing it.
I tell you, you have a pretty good senator there in Nebraska, and I know this doesn't involve the senator, but Ben Sasse is dealing with protecting guns in the Senate and people who are crying for more laws, more laws. I'm sure he would be interested in this story.
I sure he would be.
Yeah.
Look forward to speaking with him soon.
Yeah. So have you contacted him, or otherwise I will?
We've contacted his office, and we're looking forward to hearing from him.
Okay, good, good. Because I think he would be interested in that. And I hope that the people in Nebraska find out what is this county attorney doing? What is his name again?
Lee Pavlikoff.
Yeah. And, what exactly is he doing? Go ahead.
Well, you know, our conversations after the hearing, he and a victim's advocate supervisor requested my son and myself into a private room to discuss the case. And he was, openly saying, you know, if I would have been involved in this earlier, this may have gone differently.
Uh-huh.
But the point is still this. He wasn't involved. And these are people that are under his direction.
Right.
And, and I really couldn't get an answer other than we started to get blame put toward the legislature in our state that they're not supporting them on their prosecutions. And they're telling us that the prisons are too full and we've got to go with probation.
Huh. Well, then maybe he should reach out to the members of the press in the state and talk about that openly. He could even reach out to me and talk to me about that.
Right.
I'm sure the people of Nebraska would like to know that, if that's what their legislature is doing, saying, hey, let these guys go. I think the people of Nebraska should know that.
And I agree.
I sure don't appreciate, at least for my public servants, I don't appreciate people who blame others when they are at the top of the chain. Thank you so much. And please keep in touch with us and tell us, you know, if anything develops. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you so much.
This is the best of the Glenn Beck program.
Hi, it's Glenn. If you're a subscriber to the podcast, can you do us a favor and rate us on iTunes? If you're not a subscriber, become one today and listen on your own time. You can subscribe on iTunes. Thanks. Yesterday, we talked to you about the Tucson man who is in St. Joe's Hospital being starved to death in Arizona. Bobby Schindler, the president of the Terry Schiavo Life and Hope Network. Bobby is Terry's brother, who is there by her side the whole time with her with her amazing sister and brother and also parents. Bobby, welcome to the program.
Hi, Glenn. Good morning.
So tell me what happened to our patient yesterday.
Well, it was really extraordinary, Glenn. We had a meeting scheduled with the administrators. It was set for 9 o'clock. They didn't see us until 10:30. But I got to tell you, it wasn't a long meeting. The gentleman there with the title of CEO, and I believe there was a representative who was a lawyer of the hospital and also a social worker, and just discussed, and they asked us what we wanted. And it was quite simple what we wanted. We wanted nutrition and hydration. And they agreed with the condition that we would work to try and get David transferred out of that facility to another facility that would be willing to take him.
This is amazing. Isn't that what they've been asking for weeks?
Yes, Glenn. I was quite surprised on how cooperative they were. I wasn't expecting that. I was in the room also. We had Alex Schneider with Life Legal Defense was there with the mother. And they were quite cooperative. I've been in these meetings before, and we've never experienced the administrators that were so cooperative wanting to help. But there is a condition that, you know, I don't want to... David is not out of the woods. He is receiving nutrition, hydration. I went back and forth with the mom this morning. She said he's looking better every hour. He still does need certain treatments that they're not giving him that we're trying to get the hospital to administer. But we need to get him out of there. But his vitals are good, and it really was, as you said earlier, it really was miraculous, Glenn. I think in large part, you know, I want to thank you and the other people that. And particularly in the social media, I really think that helps. It puts pressure on the hospital.
It does.
Because quite frankly, they would prefer not to be in the media, particularly in a national program like yourself.
They
alluded to that more than once in the meeting yesterday.
Oh, did they really? Good.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Excellent. All right. So, Bobby, we spoke yesterday afternoon, or we texted each other yesterday afternoon when this all came down. And there is nothing more important at this point than our right to life. And it is being it's under attack globally. But here in America, it is slipping away from us. And I think that we need to come up with a way to have, you know, this audience that want to participate in this kind of be a, you know, first line of defense. When something happens like this, we know we have a checklist and we know what we have to do and how we get the word out. And, you know, we go into action. You told me that, you know, this is happening all the time in America, and we need to be able to be activists and fight for life. Can you put together maybe a list of things to do, and then maybe come on again and you know, we can figure out a way to, you know, basically put a life core together, if you will.
Well, that would be tremendous, Glenn. Yes, we can do that. We have a call to action. We have kind of something that we follow when these cases occur. but they're not always, they need to be better organized. But that would be extremely helpful if we can put something like this together, because yesterday it worked just as we hoped it would. And as you see, it was a successful outcome. And we try and hope to do that with each call that we get from families, so that would be extremely helpful, and I think it would be very effective as well.
So do you need a hospital now that will take him? Do they need a hospital?
Desperately. We need, we're hoping that David will regain his strength. I honestly believe, and again, I don't know what his long-term prognosis is, Glenn, but he needs help, and the hospital really gave up on him much too quickly. And we want to get into a facility that we believe is willing and wanting to try and care for him and restore him. But he needs to get his strength back. And once he does, we need to get him out of there. Because I don't know, quite frankly, how long the hospital is going to agree to continue treatments. Because they did make that clear yesterday that this was just temporary. And we gave him our word that we're going to do our best to find a facility so we can transfer him.
All right. So if you know of a facility, you work at a facility, you can help connect us, you have any kind of pull at all, May I send them your way, Bobby?
Absolutely, Glenn. And this has been the most difficult part of these cases. Oftentimes, hospitals will cooperate with us, but we have to contingent on finding a facility. And it's been very difficult to find a facility that would agree to take these patients.
Well, that's a whole different kettle of fish.
Yes. And we're working on that on a separate project. I would love to talk to you about sometime.
Sure.
But
okay.
We're working on that as well.
Okay. So go to lifeandhope.com. Is that where they can contact you?
Yes. And also, if any other families are in crisis, please go to lifeandhope.com. You can read. You can educate yourself as well, Glenn, on how to, you know, hopefully better protect yourselves if you're faced with these types of situations.
It's horrible what's happening. And it is.
It really is, Glenn. I think people are unaware until they see cases like this. But these types of things are frequently happening in our healthcare system today. And it is frightening the extent that the power that hospitals have now to make decisions, regardless of what families are asking.
I also think it is because the insurance companies aren't afraid anymore. They're just not afraid anymore because they're, you know, they're in bed with the government now and everybody else. And we've so screwed this system up. There's nobody to run to and nobody that will be shamed into it. I thank you, St. Joseph's Hospital in Tucson, for doing the right thing. Lifeandhope.com. Go to lifeandhope.com. Bobby Schindler.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck Program.
Anthony, the medical medium.
Hey.
you have turned me into a giant fart bag that cannot go out anywhere because my wife is forcing me to drink, 16 ounces of, I have a whole bunch of celery every morning when I get up, and I look forward to it. Because of you. Make
you
it
know,
stop.
You're lucky it's not 24 ounces.
Oh, my gosh. Do not say anything like that. We in this interview right now. Don't make it worse in my household. Here's the thing, Anthony. My wife picked up your book because we have a friend with MS. And she really struggles. And she started reading your book. And she said, this guy is amazing and has made a huge impact on my life. And my wife read your book, and she came to me and she's like, you have to read this book and you have to start drinking celery juice. And I'm like, no, one or the other. I read the book or celery juice. And she said, you read the book and you'll understand the celery thing. I read the book, and the problem is I find your arguments credible, but I hate you for it.
Look, I mean, you know, the thing is with celery juice, it's the single most powerful remedy right now on the planet to get somebody to move forward. Finally, we have a tool that moves the needle for people that have been stuck. Anybody with MS, you know, multiple sclerosis, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, or anything going on, Lyme disease, all of it can really get a leg up, can move forward when they're doing that celery juice. And there's so much confusion out there right now too, why it works or how it works. And what they'll throw at you is, oh, science research hasn't figured, you know, they haven't figured it out. They haven't even looked at celery. So it's, you know, people say, well, it can't work. It can't work if science and research hasn't looked at it. Science and research is so behind on chronic illness, it's unbelievable. Over 250 million Americans alone suffer with a symptom or condition. Where's science and research then? I want to know. You know, where's science and research to the mom that can't get out of bed and can't take care of her kids and has no answers and she's fatigued or with multiple sclerosis? There's no science or research for any of that. You go to doctor, to doctor, to doctor, to doctor. You take a medication. You know, maybe it works a little bit. Maybe it doesn't take the edge off. It's actually so disappointing in so many ways, and so many people are suffering and struggling. It's unbelievable. So, yeah, the information in the Medical Medium book and Liver Rescue, my latest book, which is because all of this just really stems in the liver, and I talk about why. Celery juice moves people forward. It's the first thing. It's not even a trend. It's bigger than a trend. A trend doesn't work. That's the thing. You know, that's the thing about it. A trend doesn't work. It never does. It's a trend is propelled and created by money, you know, by interest, by money. That's investors create a trend and then people use it or whatever. And it could maybe make them feel a little bit better. Maybe not. Nobody knows. But this is getting people better. It's a grassroots movement that I've been building for years with celery juice that I started it. And now it's taking over. And I'm really sorry you got sucked into it. Believe me, man.
No,
really
listen. Okay, so Anthony, I hate to overshare here. But good Lord, man, I can't conduct business because I'm just like, excuse me, I've got to go in the other room for a few minutes and just fart. I mean, for the love of Pete, does that ever stop?
It does. It does. And make sure your wife is straining the celery juice. So after she juices it, grab like a fine strainer and, you know, just pour
she
it
does.
Through a mesh strainer. And
yes, she does.
She does.
Yeah.
That's really important. And 16 ounces, if you're having that kind of thing going on at 16 ounces, then wait before you move it up. But I want you to
move it up.
24 ounces.
What? Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind? Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. I'm stations or anywhere where my wife is, edit that part of this interview out. We're live? That's crap. All right. He wasn't talking about me, sweetheart. Now, listen. You know, I really am frustrated with you because I've gone to doctors for about 8 years, and so I know what it's like when people just can't find an answer. I've leaky gut, I have adrenal fatigue, and I'm getting fat,
that's the liver. That's your liver, so that's a big part of all that, and that's why it's so good you're drinking the celery juice, because
shut up on the celery juice. Shut up. Okay, so here's the thing. I've read your story. I read, you know, the parts of that book that you know, pertain to the things that I have seen, and you are so very clear on it. You are really the only person that I have seen that nails how I feel in its totality. And so I'm willing to do these things because I've gone to every other doctor and nobody could make it right. And I just think all the drugs that you take are just not good for you. I don't think that does any good in some ways for some things. But I read the beginning of your tale. And I am a guy who has had similar experiences, not to the extent that you have, but I'm a believer in this stuff. But it's got to be a little crazy for you to admit this, because I got to believe it does for some people hurt your credibility that you say you're an actual medium. Can you start with your tale? In fact, I'm going to take a quick minute because I don't want to interrupt you. We'll take a quick minute here, and then tell us about the first experience that you had with your grandmother when you were, I think, five?
Four years old.
4 years old. It's an incredible story, and we'll just kind of take it from there. Anthony William, the medical medium. What's the name of your new book, Liver Rescue?
Liver Rescue. Medical medium, liver rescue.
And I think everybody here in the audience heard him say, reduce the celery juice, Glenn. Reduce the celery juice. Anthony William, he's got a new book out called Liver Rescue. He's the author also of Medical Medium, is how I have come across him. And he has an incredible story starting at 4 years old. Can you tell us the story?
Sure. I was sitting at the dinner table, the family, and heard a voice perfectly clear. It started actually in the morning, though, hearing the voice right when I woke up. And, you know, I realized, like you were saying before, having this story, you know, the credibility, a lot of people might be like, okay, he hears a voice, great, I'm going to trust this guy. But it's not my fault that a voice gives me advanced medical information, even at 4 years old, where you can't even understand it. Like intricate blood and intricate information about your immune system at 5, 6, 7 years old. So the story starts where I knew my grandmother had cancer, and that's how it started at that age. But it even, and you know, when they looked into it, of course she had cancer, but it even went as far as being in grade school, having a child sitting next to me in class, and I told the teacher that the child had meningitis because the voice told me the child had meningitis. And the teacher was like, well, I'm going to call the child's parents in. So she did. She called my parents in. We're all sitting there, and, you know, the child's parents is saying, no, he doesn't have meningitis. We don't know where he could have even heard of this, everything like that. Anyway, the next morning, the child didn't come back to school because he was in the hospital all night long with 105 temperature, wow, diagnosed with meningitis. So wow. It was always like this. You know, at age 14, I was a stock boy in a grocery store, and I was building up my clientele. I was literally building up my clientele at that age. And because I would know what was wrong with people no matter where I was or what I was doing, because I would hear it perfectly clear. And, you know, so it was always this every day in my life. It was never a day off. It was never an hour off. But it was information that was always advanced, just as advanced as it is now in the books about why someone has multiple sclerosis or rheumatoid arthritis or Hashimoto's thyroiditis. What are the real causes? Because science and research doesn't know the real cause of eczema and psoriasis. So it, all through my life, it was about hearing this voice perfectly clear that was giving me advanced information about medical and, you know, about people, what's happening with people, medical knowledge. That's 20, 30, 40 years ahead of science and research, and still is, after all these decades. And the thing is, I've dedicated my life, if a little bit more about my story, is I dedicated my life helping people, the chronically ill, being a voice for them because they were told they were crazy or lazy or they really weren't sick because their doctor couldn't figure it out. All through the 80s, 90s, all through the 2000s, people, you know, I would be literally at nursing homes or be by my client's bedside giving them B12 drops when people didn't even believe in B12. I've been in it all along, all this time, helping people recover, giving them the answers they needed. And I finally, the waiting list got so big to see me. It got so big. It was gotten to the millions that I had to put the books out. So that's what happened. The book you're reading is the first book I put out. And that was because I couldn't do it anymore. We're doing the one-on-ones. I did thousands of them over the years. And I had to put the information now, the medical information that's advanced in the book so I can help out millions of people. And part of that's the celery juice. The celery juice, yeah.
Stop.
It's amazing how it works.
So, Anthony, I share a story that I don't think I've shared on the air ever, at least all of it. When I was 14... I walked by my mother in the kitchen, and I remember looking at her. She had her hands in the sink, and I was walking down the hallway, and I heard a voice so loud that it made me stop, and it said, "Stop, go back, give your mother a hug, tell her you love her, she won't be here long." And I, much to my everlasting regret, I didn't, because I thought that was crazy. A couple of years later, I heard the same voice tell me the same thing about my grandfather, and it freaked me out. When I was in high school, my grandfather died. A couple of years later, I heard the voice again. I was dating a girl, and she had no symptoms of anything. And I heard the voice again, and I thought for sure she was going to die. And I remember thinking, I don't want this. I don't want this. And I went to only one friend and I said, look, I've never told anybody this, but these three things, this is the third time this has happened. And the first two people died and I am freaking out. And as it turned out, she had a brain tumor in the center of her head. And she ended up living, but it freaked me out. And I remember thinking, I don't want this. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. This is a curse, not a blessing. I don't want it. You have to have felt that way.
Oh, yeah. So I've always felt it's been a curse. I mean, really. I mean, it hasn't given me a normal life. And basically, it's just has forced me just to only do this work my whole life. You know, it's not about, and it was never about me. That's the thing. You know, someone said, when did he start this? Yesterday? Because we're just, if someone just hears about me today, they'll be like, when did he start this? 3 years ago? He must have taken a nutritional class. He must have gotten interested in health. Actually, no, it's always been this way. I've always been doing this. I've worked on thousands and thousands of people. And because I had no choice, I didn't even want to do it at the beginning. I didn't. But, you know, Spirit said to me, and I just say Spirit, and because this voice I hear, Spirit says to me that, look, you have to care about people. You have to have the compassion. You have to care about what they're going through, what their suffering is. You have to get in touch with that, and you have to do something about it. So I've dedicated my whole life doing something about it, and that's just been it.
So I've got to push back now because I actually believe you. But I am skeptical because, you know, I've met John Edwards and I've, you know, and everybody has seen these crazy people who claim all these things. And they play on people. And I'm a guy who I've spent, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of dollars I've spent on my health. And I have felt alienated and crazy, and even to this day, I still think maybe I'm just making all of this up. And I have medical tests that do show me things, but nobody can really tie it all together. And so you are at the end of your rope. And so when somebody like you comes along and says, no, I tell you, this is what it is. You are preying on the most vulnerable. That's the way it can be looked at. Can you help with have you sorted through this? Do you have a, I don't even know if some sort of kind of a, have you gotten your arms around how you talk to people who are just like, look, I know how this looks.
You know, when they're not validated, when people aren't validated for their aches and pains, mystery tingles and numbness, ringing in the ears, migraines, neck pain, back pain, burning feelings in their feet, achy feet. You know, floaters in the eyes, dizziness, balance problems, vertigo issues. When you're not validated and you're told that you're whatever's wrong with you, you're making it up in your head or anything like that. It shouldn't be looked at that I'm like preying on someone or anything like that. It's actually the opposite. I've been able to bring people's stories forward. If you look at my Instagram, Medical Medium Instagram page,
I have.
You wouldn't believe the thousands of people's lives that are coming back. So if someone's a skeptic and says, oh, okay, you got vulnerable people out there, he's probably taking advantage of it. How? What? By by a book or something? By what? Mm-hmm. I don't even sell anything. Celery juice? I don't sell celery juice.
I know.
What happens is, but,
okay, but hang on. I want you to, if you can hang on for just a minute, I've got to take a network break. Then we'll come back, and I want to get a handle on what the basic things are that people can do that will really change their lives. When I told you a few weeks ago that I started drinking celery juice against my will because my wife was holding me hostage, and she had read a book, Medical Medium, I immediately got a bunch of people said, Glenn, please don't jump on the bandwagon of another fad. And I completely understand that. You know, I was with Dr. Atkins when before it was a fad, and I believe what he said was true. The problem was when it became a fad, nobody was actually following through on the full thing. They weren't doing what he was talking about. They were just like, oh, I can just eat high fat and I just do whatever I want. No, you can't. And so, you know, when you look at somebody and they're like, hey, I'm on the celery juice diet. Well, that's not really what it is. It's a whole philosophy behind it. And I have read Medical Medium myself because I said to my wife, okay, I'm going to read it before I'm drinking any of that. And I believe it is sound. Now, can you find any, you know, medical studies? Let me ask the guy who wrote it, Anthony William, author of Medical Medium. You've kind of answered that, haven't you? There's really not a lot out there on the things that you recommend.
No, listen, there's science and research is so behind on medicine in general with chronic illness. Science and research still believes your body's attacking itself if you have eczema psoriasis or if you have Hashimoto's thyroiditis, or they still believe your body's actually attacking itself. That's actually false. That's a theory from the 1950s to put the blame on the person because science and research doesn't know the cause of your illness. And I spell out the causes, like in Medical Medium Liver Rescue, I spell out the causes of gout, diabetes, eczema psoriasis. I spell out that, you know, basically, you know why it's happening with advanced medical knowledge. And that's what people need. They need a fighting chance because we're not winning the battle on chronic illness. Celery juice is one way to help win it. And it's interesting you say this, Glenn. You said, look, people just, it's true. It's taken off in such a way. Hundreds of millions of people are drinking it now. We're not even going to have celery left pretty soon. No, farms are going to have to just be dedicated to celery.
Marissa just told me during the break, she went in, she was going to make herself a salad. She had to grab or some soup. She had to grab some celery. She couldn't find it in the store. Kay, the makeup artist, was just in here just a minute ago. She said, I just want to thank him for my eczema. She said, I started drinking the celery juice. I have really bad eczema. She said, I thought I would try it. I stopped taking it because my eczema is cleared up and I wanted to see if it was related, and it came back right away. So I'm back on the celery juice.
Well, here's what's happening. Here's the problem that's happening right now is trends that were started by investors that wanted people to have, you know, a popular trend to consume. I could go into a whole bunch of different trends that are out there in alternative medicine. Well, those people now want to capitalize on celery juice and ruin it for everybody else by putting something that they sell inside the juice, celery juice. And so what we're going to see is basically, you know, the fall of it, because people are going to be like confused. They're going to have to put in products that they have to buy, all these different tricks out there. So I want to keep it honest. I want to keep it right down to the source. It's straight celery juice, 16 ounces on an empty stomach. And in the morning is best, and nothing and no pulp in there. Do not just throw it in a smoothie or create a blend of celery in a blender and then drink the pulp with it. There's a lot of mistakes being made right now. And the reason is because there's other interests saying, oh, my God, wait a minute. This is a rogue trend. That's the thing, Glenn. This is a rogue trend that's built on people actually healing. So it's not really a trend or a fad. It's above a trend or a fad because people don't really heal on trends and fads. Mm-hmm. This is above that. So what this is all about,
I remember,
it's all about healing.
I remember with Atkins, I was an early adopter on that. And when they came out with the Atkins bars and everything, I said to my wife, it's over. It's over. Because because now it's a product, and now everybody will eat the product and say, well, I'm on Atkins, and they have no idea what they're doing or the meaning or the ideas behind why you eat what you eat. And it was a garbage, and it was over, and it was over.
Glenn, celery juice is an herbal extraction. You'll see dietitians come on to try to actually stop the movement. And I love dietitians. There's a lot of amazing ones. But you'll see a dietitian come on, or a nutritionist, or another health professional come on an article, because there's dozens and dozens of articles written about me right now being the originator and everything, and people trying to debunk it. What's happening is they'll say, oh, it's a vegetable that you should just eat with some peanut butter on it. He's wrong about juicing it because science doesn't know anything about it yet. And what they don't get, it's not a vegetable. It's an herbal extraction, a powerful one that's here for a reason. And it's, you know, and the funny thing is, I'm sorry it had to be me to discover it and get it out there, because exactly like you said, you know, hey, I'm a guy that hears a voice. So if I find a miracle remedy to move the planet forward, it's people are going to be like, well, where's the science? Well, science will find out that there's sodium cluster salts. It's something that information that came to me, the source I have that we were talking about earlier, told me about the sodium cluster salts. It's a subgroup of sodium. It kills pathogens like Epstein-Barr that are responsible for ME/CFS, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, things that I've already brought forward that I put the truth out about Epstein-Barr causing these illnesses long before science and research, and now they're just talking about it. Celery juice destroys the pathogen, the Epstein-Barr virus, responsible for all these different illnesses, and that's why it's working. And, you know, I'm really sorry. I got to apologize that I'm 30, 40 years ahead of science to help the chronically ill. The thing, meaning I'm sorry for the industries that bankroll and bank on people's sicknesses, because what's happening now, people are starting to get better with that celery juice, and it's changing the planet. It's not just a trend that was thrown out there like bone broth, and now bone powders and collagens for sale and all these other things that people don't even know if it's helping or not. This is actually turning lives around. You'll see it on my Instagram feed. You'll see it on my Facebook. It's changing millions of lives. There's a reason for it. It's pure. It's untampered with information that has no interest group behind it. And it's saving lives, literally. It's part of the whole thing that's saving lives, along with the medical medium information.
So what is it that it's supposed to do? And do I ever get a reprieve from celery juice? Have I ever had enough?
Well, look, how long have you been on it now?
2 weeks.
Oh, that's nothing.
Oh, I hate it so much. I hate it. I mean, I look at it every day and I'm like, oh, pain, fatigue, no will to live, or celery juice. And it's a choice I have to make every day. And usually the celery juice loses in my head. I hate it.
A lot of people love it.
And yeah, I know.
The thing is, there's different. Every now and then, it'll be really good stalks, thick, juicy, rich stalks that actually are filled with so much nutrition. They're all filled with nutrition, all celery, whether it's the spindly ones with more leaves or the thicker, juicier stalks. But you'll find, you'll get used to it. You'll like it. It's, I think, you know, a lot of people like it off the start. And a lot of people, you know, they tend to learn how to love it. But here's the deal. One thing it will do for you is that when you go off of it, you'll know what it was doing for you. You really will. Some people feel the benefits in 3 days, some in 2 weeks, some inevitably, like no matter what, instantly.
Why is it tearing me up? Because my wife loves it. And I know a lot of people who love it. Why is it tearing me up?
Because you're filled with bugs. And it's not a scary thing to have bugs in you. Everybody has bugs in them. That's why everybody gets sick with something. They have either strep in their system causing sinus problems, UTIs, coughs, and all kinds of different things, rashes, styes. They have viruses in them. They have different bugs and pathogens that we have in us. And when you have enough of them in your intestinal tract, and your hydrochloric acid has been low for years, and your bile reserves are low in your liver, because with you, it's all about the liver, your liver reserves are really low, you're stagnant and sluggish in there, your bile's low, your HCL's low, all this in your digestive tract. So when you start dumping that stuff, that celery juice, that stuff has power. And when it starts going in there, it kills off all these bugs, mold, yeast, fungus, unproductive fungus, viruses, bacteria, and you're just going to be like outgassing that, meaning like you're just going to have to go through the process. But one thing's for certain, it's going to move you forward. It moves so many people forward too.
Yeah, if I light a match, I'll move into the next room quickly without even walking.
I'm happy you're on it. I'm actually really proud of you, and I'm honored that you even had me on the show. Really, you know.
No, I have a lot of respect for your bravery. I believe that we do have people on the other side of the veil that are guiding us. I do believe that you can become one with a spirit of empathy, if you will, and it changes your outlook. And I know that has to be a pretty hard cross to bear. I mean, unless you're a really great fraud and you would be exposed, I would think by now if you were. But
after 35 years of working on the crime wheel, and now in the public eye a lot more than ever before, you know, I still haven't lost the fact that I'm working for the people, because that's what it's about. I'm working for them. It's not about me. It never was. It's about the person that really is suffering and struggling. And you know what, Glenn, when you're not sick and you don't have any, and you don't have really any symptoms you're contending with, or it's really mild stuff, you just think that the chronically ill, that you just don't get in touch with it. I see it all the time out there. I see it on YouTubes, and I see it out there in the media and other places where people don't realize it. When you're really sick with stuff, it changes you as a person.
It does.
It challenges you like no other. And the people that aren't sick, they just don't get it. They just don't know what that's like. They really don't see that. And you know what? Celery juice is there for them when they get sick down the road, too. So the point is, though.
Oh, hang on just a second. I have to insert. So you got that to look forward to. All right, go ahead.
I know. The bottom line is, it's a gift that it's there for people, the celery juice. And it's one of the very tools. It's one of the powerful tools, or one of the most powerful ones in the Medical Medium series books that I put out there. You know, intricate, really advanced information ahead of science so people can heal. And you know what? Tens of thousands of doctors across the country, MDs, are using my books in their practices right now, because millions of patients have brought the books in and they demanded their doctors to learn, and they're actually doing it. Not all the doctors, of course. I mean, there's plenty that they're just going to be like, I'm not going to use this information. But there's tens of thousands that are. And globally, it's happening too. So the celery juice, hey, it's a big part of it. Look, I'm proud of you, because if you're drinking that much, you're doing 16 ounces. That's incredible. Truly.
I have that on tape, and I'm going to play that for my wife. Anthony, I really appreciate your time. I'd love to get you in for a podcast and talk a little deeper about some of the things that are in the book. I will tell you that your description, at least for what I have been diagnosed with, and I have, is the best description I have read from anybody, and I've seen some of the best in the world. And I think that's why you're connecting, because you are connecting with, you're connecting the dots where so many others are like, oh, and also this might be. And you're like, no, I don't have any of that. And you've just narrowed it down, and you've just captured it. And I appreciate everything that you do, and I appreciate the trouble that you probably endure. And I appreciate the fact that you've endured this 40 minutes with me. So thank you so much.
My job is to provide answers for the chronically ill. And if someone's dealing with even a symptom and they don't consider themselves chronically ill, then my job is to provide answers for people that are dealing with symptoms they don't want.
Right.
The bottom line is that I've been here for people. I still am. And if people can break that barrier and say, where's his source? And, you know, maybe, you know, a lot of people, they can push that aside and they can just get the information and heal. They're going to make their lives better.
Thank you so much. Anthony William, the author of a new book called Liver Rescue, and also Medical Medium. You follow him on Instagram, and you will see the thousands of people that are doing what he says and how they're affected. I know that my life has been affected by him. By a personal note, a very good friend of ours who has MS has been greatly affected in a positive way by his book, his teachings, and his philosophies on how to make yourself feel much, much better. Anthony William, you can find him at medicalmedium.com.
The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.